Under the original bill, the performance of public, choice, and charter schools would be rated through several factors, including achievement in reading and mathematics, college and career readiness, and student engagement. One revision removes student engagement as a rating factor. State Senator Luther Olson sponsored the bill. He says student engagement could mean the number of credits or certificates students get in a vocational or technical area, or the number of students taking advanced placement classes.
After the hearing and reviewing from folks, we decided that that should be in the school profile, not in the graded report card, because every school is different.
The state Senate held a public hearing on the bill earlier this year. During the hearing, private schools, among others, expressed concerns about the legislation. Olson says another revision involves the amount of time a school is allowed to be a low performer. The original bill allows for 3 years of low performance and 3 years to fix it before seeing action. Olson says after hearing testimony about this, they've decided that's too long because a lot of students can go through a poorly performing school in that amount of time.
We're looking at shortening that up, saying, okay, it's either, and we're not settled if it's 3 years or 4 years, and then something as dramatic is going to happen rather than giving schools 6 years to be low-performing.
Olson says he hopes the bill could be passed when the legislature is back in session in the new year. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.